The Medallion, Part 1. I doubt you've ever heard of the Jupiter Circus fire. It happened long before I was born. High-tension electric cables malfunctioned, causing a blaze that swept through the circus tents, killing hundreds of men, women, children, and animals. All of them were charred beyond recognition. The site was cordoned off and later abandoned. Rumors circulated that the circus was cursed by an object from Egypt displayed in the psychic's tent. Nobody wanted to touch that land. Bakwas. In the summer of 2000, I sought that place out to impress Richard, the hottest girl in my college. She had a thing for bad boys, and I was determined to prove that I was the baddest of them all. Only the bravest in college dared to venture into the abandoned site, and even they never went anywhere near the psychic's tent. I was hell-bent on breaking that tradition. From the outset, my friend Pramod was against the idea. Not surprising, given his cowardly nature. "Don't do this, pal. Some believe the cursed object that caused the tragedy is still among the ruins. You don't want to invite bad juju," he warned. "Grow some balls, buddy," I retorted. "Do you remember Ayush from our school?" he inquired.
"You mean the guy with the acne-covered face?" I joked.
"I remember him as the gentle guy who sang well," Pramod responded.
"What about him?" I pressed.
"On a dare to explore the ruins, he went missing for 2 days. When he finally emerged, he was different," Pramod revealed.
"Had he changed into a zombie?" I asked flippantly.
"He was delirious, mumbling about sand palaces and creeping horrors in the shadows," Pramod replied.
"He lost his marbles because he was a scaredy cat. Just like you," I commented dismissively.
"I have told you before. Don't belittle me," Pramod retorted.
"Then leave, pussy,"
I shot back. I watched him walk away, thinking it was better to distance oneself from such frailty. Richard wouldn't appreciate my association with faint-hearted individuals. I yearned for a companion with her sense of adventure. 2 days to go before our weekend adventure, I reminded Richa as we sat in the mall's newly renovated food court. She looked like a Ferrero Rocher laced with stardust.
"Ever since you shared your plan, I've had these odd dreams," she confessed.
"What kind?" I asked, handing her the ice cream I had bought for her from a nearby joint. She paused, observing the bustling food court, before continuing.
"In the dream, I am trapped in a sandstorm, feeling parched, as though I have wandered the desert for days. I am searching for an oasis. Then I spot palm trees in the distance, but the sandstorm obscures my view. I can't tell how far it is. I trudge on with great determination, the sand particles stinging my skin. The oasis seems to move farther and farther with each step I take. Then the trees morph into a towering figure with a snake's head.
Go on," I urged.
"That's it," she said, proceeding to lick her ice cream.
"Her tongue is delicious," I thought.
"What do you think it signifies?" she asked.
"Perhaps it's the thrill of our upcoming journey mixed with some sexual excitement," I teased.
"In your dreams," she laughed, playfully punching my arm. Her words lingered in my mind.
I couldn't help but connect her haunting visions with Pramod's eerie warning about Ayush.